Okay, hopefully you can hear me okay. Thank you for coming out on what seems to be the beginning of winter. I don't know, this is the work obviously down here. I don't know if you've seen it yet or had a chance to. I started this work in 2008. I was in Munster in Germany in a residency, and I had the opportunity to do an installation on this fountain wall. And so how I make my work is I'm interested in using computers to act upon physical things. So I'm a painter, and I'm interested in turning the digital into the physical, and the alchemy that goes along with that. So I had images of this space, and I did a whole series of drawings while I was in residency, and came up with this kind of concept. So for me, the really important things in my work are this idea of acting from a distance, in terms of contextual distance and physical distance. And when you're a New Zealand artist, you always have this problem of acting towards something else that's happening in the world. We're so isolated that we're kind of at the end of things often, and often it's the things happening in the major art centres that you're kind of looking at, but there's a dislocation in how you see them. So painting for me is a way to kind of capture something in the moment. Painting is everywhere, always, at any one time. And in a world where things are becoming increasingly ephemeral and not able to be captured, they're not tangible things anymore, painting's a really important process. So this work, I guess, it's executed on a computer. So this kind of, this graffiti gesture that you see, or this drawn gesture that you see, it starts off as a really small drawing, and it's a drawing that I'm doing on the computer with a tablet. So it's like me drawing on an A4 piece of paper. And then they get blown up and exaggerated, the scale changes, it becomes really huge. There's this idea of something really high in terms of operating within a painting paradigm, reference to other painters, reference to art historical painting devices, but there's also a reference to something really low, and the sense that this could just be graffiti on the side of a gallery or something. Materially, I was really interested in the space because it has this sheet of water always coming down. And with paintings, there's, I guess the one thing in a good painting is that you want to be able to touch it. Like, there's this really physical tangibility to it. You're going to want to go up to it in a gallery and be able to, like, put your hands on it or something. And of course, half the time you don't. But there's something really simple and beautiful about that idea. And so I hope, like, in this work, even though it's static, it's this idea that, it's the idea of wet paint or something. It's you want to be able to touch it. And when I've seen people walk past there, that's exactly what they do. They want to feel the material. Is it paint? Like, what is it exactly? And so that simple mystery is kind of really important to me somehow. The work itself is, like, visually, in terms of the brush strokes that you see, This work, I guess, started actually in 2006 because I did an installation at a gallery in Christchurch, and of the same title, Things to Do with Paint That Won't Dry. I took a photo of a small section of paint, literally like this big, and from that section of paint is everything you see on this wall. So basically it's a series of bitmaps blown up, compressed, multiplied, copy and pasted, to get this idea that someone's like done this big gestural brushstroke, but in actual fact, it's just a digital image of some paint. You know, it's not from my hand. It's a copy of a copy of a copy, and so even though it looks like immediate, like it's been painted with an oversized brush, it's really this digital manipulation that you kind of have to look up close and you have to see that. I like the idea of, yeah, I like the Right, right. And I like the idea of like different realities. So basically the process was, originally I did something on the computer, then I painted it, then I photographed it, it became digital again, then I painted it again. So it's this idea of the digital being a really circular medium. Right, 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 right. And the thing with like the contemporary reality, I guess, it's very much like this. We're using these interfaces into this digital world, and often those interfaces are acting upon the real, and then they go back into the digital again. So it's a really kind of circular moment we're in somehow. What was that? What sort of paint? This actually is not paint. This is a process that is a commercial printing process, and so it looks like paint, and conceptually it is paint because all paint is plastic, and so there's no real difference between what the material actually is and what it appears to be. So what it appears to be is paint, and that's what I'm interested in, if that makes sense. So. And it is wet, yeah. So. I think it's 1 or 2 years, so it's fairly long term. Yeah. It's like a printing process, so it's actually printed vinyl. Right, yeah. It was a company, yeah. So that's another point for me, I guess. More and more when I do this kind of work, like in an installation sense, I'm often relying on people, companies, outside processes to do the work. And so it can be a little bit strange as a painter when you always have control of what you're doing, like, you know, in terms of the physical material. So this was done by a company, and I guess I had a good involvement with them in terms of being able to control what was happening. So, yeah. I mean, I came and showed them how I wanted it done. I had a series of drawings already made, and could they do this or not? And so it took, I guess, a bit of thinking about how I was going to do it. I went from the idea of actually painting it to doing it this way. So I guess when you deal with like a public space, you have practicalities come into play, and so how are you going to make this work? Yeah, colour choice is a funny thing. Like, I'm not quite sure why this ended up the colour it did, other than to say that original bitmap that I had from 2006 was in this orange, I guess, you know. And at the time when I did that work, I guess it was trying to use something. The colour I used, I think, was a really artificial synthetic polymer. So it wasn't a natural kind of colour, it was really bright and. Yeah, the reference I like now, though, is like when I came back to New Zealand, in the meantime, Judy Miller did her Venice work, right? And in her Venice work, all the work was this orange and browns and these kind of colours. So I like this other reference of kind of, I'm in this localised discourse with maybe her work, you know? And maybe people mistook it for her work even. So for me, that's a really nice tie-up. Yeah. Right. I mean, the printing process was a really good printing process. So it's actually like two series of colour on one colour background. Yeah, so it's a real tonal kind of thing, and it's. And the idea, of course, is there's a positive negative space going, so that black is also a colour, even though that's the material, you know. Yeah. And for me, this is important because it's like, I always want the feeling like you never get a painting right. So half of it's painting something and half of it's rubbing away something. And so what I like to see is like I'm erasing this work, like I'm not happy with it or something. So I'm drawing it on, I'm erasing it away, and Yeah. And maybe that's the part that you see first sometimes. So.
But you acknowledge your authorship in this
world. Then I'm what?
You acknowledge your authorship in this world. You talk about Judy Miller.
Yeah, no. I've got a very different. I mean, she has a very earnest approach into what she does. She really believes in her mark, I suppose. And so, if you were to read me next to Judy Miller, I'm working with far more dislocation as to the mark I'm using, I suppose. I still have ownership, but yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah, the next year, certainly.
Does this pattern evoke some image in your mind, or is it just what you see?
It's what you see. I think with painting, with any art, to be honest, I'm not interested in prescribing a visual, a political, a social point. You know what I mean? I think the beauty with art is it's more open than that, and so it's inclusive. Like, you can become... You can enter the work yourself, you know. So whatever reference you have, that's fine with me. Yeah, it's not right or wrong. It's what it is. Yeah. Any more questions? Right. Right.
Were they working to...
Yeah, it was something I'd drawn up. So, the thing is, it looks... It could be found, I guess, but it is composed, you know. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so are there any more questions, or... If not, I think we should head inside, because it's getting pretty nippy.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.